This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And this morning we have been talking a lot about, you know, we obviously have talked a lot about weather. That's just me. But we've also started discussing, you know, starting our plants and what to do. Those are things that we need to really think about at this time. You know, we talked about the soil and how important it is to look for a seed starting soil versus a regular soil, right? Like a regular outdoor type mix. We want a light mix that says seed starting soil. It allows our plants to grow a little bit easier in the soil. Now, we talked about heating it a little bit, but I want to go into more details with that. Now, it's not just about, you know, the heat from above and the warmth from the light or the heat that's on in the house, right? It's about what the temperature you keep the soil at. Now, in the next coming weeks, as, you know, winter stops again, and we will discuss, you know, the soil temperatures for growing grass outside in the soil, the growing degree temperatures, right? It's the same thing for when it comes to growing indoors with your plants, is keeping your plants at a specific temperature, the soil, so that the roots are warm enough to start to expand. And those would be growing temperatures, right? So, how do we do that? Well, there's a number of styles of heat mats that you can purchase specifically for seed trays. Or a little bit bigger than a seed tray. Or even a windowsill type mat. This little mat plugs in. Some of them can actually be regulated of how warm they get by some sort of gauge on the side. But a lot of them, it's just kind of, as they're plugged in, they warm to a certain temperature, and that's where they go. That's just, you know, simple as that. But what is this doing? So this is warming the soil, obviously, but it's keeping it so the seed is warm enough, and we want it to be 65 or warmer for the seeds for them to try and develop their roots. And so just because your house is warm doesn't necessarily mean the soil is constantly that at that temperature, right? What is it that we do sometimes with our thermostats, right? When we're not there, maybe the temperature goes down. Or when we go to sleep, it goes down a little bit, right? Or during the day, it goes up a little bit. So it's fluctuating all over the place. But what the seed mat does is it keeps it at that constant temperature for you, which doesn't confuse the seed and gets the seed growing the way you would want it to grow. So a seed mat is important for that by, just like I said, keeping the temperatures consistent. And we could use that in many different ways. They have them in, you know, what we call in the industry an 806 tray. What that is it's 8 containers that are 6-packs in a tray. So 8 6-packs in a tray. They have it built, the heat mats built specifically for that size. They also have one double it, so you can do a couple. They have some that are smaller, like I said. So the options are there for us. It's just, it all depends on how much you're doing and how much you want it to do. But to me, it is important to keep it. It keeps that temperature the same so that the growing temperatures can really go the way we want them to versus how our house fluctuates. You might have a certain area that just has draft, right? And it's just going to help keep your plants the right temperature. So just keep it in mind. The other thing we can be looking at doing, right, is using a small dome over that 806 tray. Creates like a little greenhouse inside the tray. It keeps it a little bit warmer from the sun, right? It's a clear plastic, but when you have it over there, a lot of times it keeps the temperatures maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 degrees warmer than on the outside. So you're constantly giving it a little bit more heat to help develop its growth. So just something to be thinking about, something to keep in mind as we move on throughout the season here. The other thing is not all our plants are ready to be started. One thing I'd want you to look at, and I've said it a million times, but the Burpee website, if you're looking for information about when to start seeds, it's huge, right? So one of the first plants that we should be starting indoors, one of them, would be eggplant. Now, during the last break, I just pulled an eggplant up just so I could explain it and go over this a little bit, but there's a patio baby hybrid, right, that I clicked on. Gives a bunch of information on the top. I've put in my zip code, which is 01824, which is Chelmsford, Mass. And it tells me right on here the average last frost, the average first frost, and then it says from seed indoors of when to start. And it says start March 6th to April 3rd. And transplant these May 29th to June 19th. It doesn't show on here from seed outdoors, right? It wants you to start these indoors earlier. What it says on this website here is from plant is when you would start it outside. So an already established plant is when you would start to put it and grow outdoors. You wouldn't start your seeds outdoors. Then you continue on and it has days to maturity, the light requirements, mature spread, mature height, the fruit size, and how they want you to grow them. And this is called sow method, S-O-W method. That's just the method of growing and how you're doing it. So it's basically telling you, should it be indoors? Should it be transplanted outside? What should be done? But then you go through and it has tons of other information. It has the reviews on the plant itself. How to sow and plant. Exactly how to do it. And this one says, keep the soil moist at 75 degrees. So you don't necessarily keep your house at 75. It's winter. I know a number of you are like me. And I've had some people, you know, email saying, I need cold, hardy type plants. And I know that, you know, your temperatures are probably in the high 60s at night. So that's where the heat mat comes in. That's where that dome comes in. That's where a number of these things come in to help you, because we're looking to keep it that way. But you continue on, and it's actually telling you you need to provide plenty of light for this type of eggplant. Or grow seedlings 3 to 4 inches beneath fluorescent plant lights turned on 16 hours a day. You raise the lights as they go taller. And we can go over that a little bit more because I think this is important. But the reason why I'm telling you this is the information is so key. So it's at burpee.com. Tons of information. Call us with questions, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're talking about what to be doing to get started with your seeds this season in the garden. I want to continue on. You know, we were discussing, if you're just joining us, what to do really in general. But we're talking right now about an eggplant. And when to start it, which is the beginning of March, when to move it to the next area. But there are some details on this website at burpee.com that I find are so helpful because they're just little tips, but they're the actual way to do it, right? And so one of the things on here that says is seedlings do not need much fertilizer. Feed when they're 3 to 4 weeks old using starter solution, half strength of complete indoor houseplant food according to manufacturer's directions. So that's the regular fertilizer, right? You could be using a protolizer. That's no problem. But it's giving you that information to look at. What else does it say? You talked about the light, right? You know, we might look at having a growing system in our home to use to grow our plants. But leaving the light on 24 hours straight will actually hurt our plants more than help. So it says right on it. Most plants require a dark period to grow. Do not leave in lights for 24 hours. It also states that incandescent bulbs will not work for this process because they will get too hot. So you got to keep that in mind. Use the right bulbs, the light bulbs, right? So the other thing it says, seedlings need to be hardened off. And a lot of you know what hardening off is. But for those who don't, that means they are ready to go outside. And if it does get cold, and colder than what we have in the house, it's not going to just perish. It's not going to die right away. And so that's a process that we do to help get the plants used to the cold temperatures. By bringing it out part of the day in a sheltered place, maybe, you know, where there's not lots of wind, lots of elements in general. And slowly keep them outside a little bit longer, bringing them inside at night so they don't get that freeze. It helps toughen the plant's cell structure and reduces transplant shock and scalding. Right? So just keep it in mind. There are some things we can do to help our plants be successful. And this is one of those things. Then it goes on, tells you planting in the garden and what to do. How to grow. Right? I mean, I'm bringing this up because you might have some questions going a little bit more in depth. And this website has a lot of it, right? Has a lot of this information. Now, what are some other seedlings we should start indoors? So the ones we should really start indoors are broccoli and cauliflower, tomatoes, peppers, beets, celery, cabbage, eggplant, and corn, right? That last one, you might be like, corn? Just grow that outside. Well, you can actually start them indoors in pots, and what it does is once they get a couple inches tall, that's when you can transplant them. But it just helps get them started earlier because you never know what Mother Nature is going to do to us, how the, you know, is it going to be warm? Is it going to be cold? Is there going to be rain? Is there going to be what? So it's just one of those things you can start indoors. So those guys are coming soon, a lot of them. I think the eggplant is one of the early ones, right? What, probably one of the earliest. Then it's the broccoli, cauliflower, tomatoes. So just keep it in mind. These are a few things that we should be looking at in for planting indoors this winter. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We get back more information about what to do on your garden as the season progresses. We'll be back in a few.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Esfoamer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoamer.
USA News Update. A blizzard warning in Southern California.
Which is shocking to many longtime residents.
I've lived in Los Angeles my whole life, and I haven't seen any snow since the late 50s when I was a kid.
Heavy snow and gusty winds can be expected in the Ventura and Los Angeles County mountains. This on the heels of Friday's torrential rains and flooding.
If we were just driving and then it was like a traffic jam here around, and we're just driving and the car stopped. It doesn't work.
That audio courtesy of KTLA. Up to a foot of snow could fall at elevations as low as 2,000 feet. I'm John Schaefer.
Hong Kong police say they've arrested the ex-husband of model and influencer Abby Choi following the discovery of parts of her dismembered body at a rental unit there. Choi leaves behind a son and a daughter from her ex-husband. They will be placed in the care of her mother. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're talking a lot about, you know, getting started indoors. It's kind of what we can be doing right now, just based on the changes in the weather, right? Snow soon. You got snow on the ground. We hadn't had snow on the ground for most of the year. So we're just thinking about what we can do indoors. And starting seeds is one of those things. Getting it ready for the year is the way to go. It's not just about picking the seed and saying, all right, let's go. There's a lot more to it. And I want to make sure you guys understand that. And we talked soil. We talked heat. We talked weather. We talked, you know, taking a look at the different varieties that you want to start and when they need to start. That is important to all of this, obviously, because some of these are starting soon, very soon. March is usually the month where the majority of the plants that we're going to start indoors need to get started. So do your research, and even if you don't want to buy on a website at like Burpee, like I said, you know, do the research and then go and pick out the seed. Or if you want to spend some extra time because it's cold and it's going to be cold, go to your local garden center, look at the seeds, and just spend time reading the packages. So you know the differences, what it means for or when you need to start them. And it doesn't hurt you to get them now. A lot of the seeds are all tested and ready to go. And by a lot, I mean they all are tested, ready to go for viability. It's not always 100%, but it is, you know, a good high percentage. But now would be the time to be getting those taken care of and looking at them and saying, all right, this is what I'm going to do. Getting the area set up in the house of where you want it to be, finding that sunny window or finding the heating source or finding the light source, you know, the grow lights come in so many different styles and options. So just one of those things you gotta look at a little bit and see what's best for you. And see what is going to work for you versus, you know, we obviously want it to work for the plants, but at the same time, it also has to work for you in that place. It can't just be, oh yeah, it's going to be fine for the plants, and then it doesn't work in your house. So just got to look at those things, obviously. But this is the time to do it because you have the time. We're running out of time, maybe, next couple weeks. Really, I mean, we're a couple days away from March. Today's the 26th. There's no leap year this year, so two more days after today in the month, and then it is in March, and that's when we kind of start saying, all right, we got to get things done. We got to go outside, we got to do this, we got to do that. Obviously, we can't go outside, but we can get started. That is what we need to look at. Now, if you have questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time for you to join the show. And just like that, we have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Southern Mass.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
You've been talking about the, you know, top dressing on the soil and nutrients and the preparation, you know, and I'm thinking about that as I'm looking out with a little cooling snow out here. And first thing I do is, you know, after I get all the weeding done, which I'm planning to do probably the end of March, first of April, and then, you know, watering it and then giving it, I think the other thing too is going to do is give it a good rake and get a steel rake, get it nice and soft and allow the pores to work. But my concern is, because I'm one of those people out here, as you well know, majority of the soil down here is very sandy. And I don't know what the percentage is. I was thinking of taking a sample, bring it to a local nursery up the road here when they open and find out who can, you know, analyze it for me. But my question is, in addition to you're talking about the compost, talking about the other nutrients, and I'm thinking of things like shellfish compost and stuff like that, and 10-10-10, all good products, but what disadvantage seems like attention, extra special attention, does if your home only has a really sandy soil, what other issues are do we face in addition to the average person maybe whose soil isn't as sandy? Can you just discuss those things?
Yeah, no, so, you know, you're right, there are some other issues that would affect you specifically with a sandy soil, right?
Yep.
And one of those things is a major one where the water doesn't sit as long in the area as in other areas, right? Because sandy soil, water will flush through a lot easier than if you were a loamy, heavy soil.
Right.
So that's a huge thing. So water retention is part of it. So is it just about adding compost? What else could you be doing? And that's where you look at different soils or different additives that you could add to that area. Now, would it be vermiculite and perlite? It's a possibility, right, of adding some of that into the compost, that top dressing you're doing, so that it holds some of that water retention. Is it looking at using a product such as like a soil moist as it grows or using a product like Hydratein? Now, that Hydratein is a liquid that goes over the plants and holds the moisture into the plant, so when the water gets there, it doesn't just flush right through. So there's options, right? It's also, you know, in sandy soils, adding not just compost, adding, you know, some loam. Adding some topsoil with it. Maybe it's a combination. Out there, there are some products. A place I used to work, we called it Super Loom, right? It was like 50% compost, 50% loom.
Oh, okay.
And so you're not just getting the compost aspects, you're getting that soil to hold it in place a little bit, especially in a sandy soil. Now, you had mentioned going somewhere and bringing the soil to see if they could tell you where, but you know, what's in it. that biggest thing to find out what's really going on in it structurally with the soil is a more specialized test that you'd have to send away to, like a UMass extension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might be able to tell you, you know, what's in it at a local garden center. I don't doubt that. But if you want to know, like, percentage-wise, et cetera, that's going to tell you. Mm-hmm. And you get the soil tested, you get the pH levels, you get all those things at the same time. And the UMass extension is a great one. You go to UNH, Pennsylvania, but I like UMass. I'm a UMass grad, so I tend to think of them first. But, you know, getting that information would be huge for you to see. But I can tell you this, adding compost, you're in an area where it's very sandy and well-drained like that. Adding compost, you can never add too much, almost.
Right,
It's like there's no way that you could add too much in that area. Yeah, if it was just compost to plant in, maybe it would be too much, right? But adding compost to an area down there is not going to harm the soil. It's only going to help it in the vegetable garden, and even in the lawn, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the other things that we can be looking at doing, you know, I talked about fertilizers, you know, using a garden tone, a 10-10-10. You know, getting it down earlier in the season, you know, like you said, you're going to weed it, you're going to clean it, you're going to do a top dressing. I'd put the 10-10-10 down and then put the top dressing over the top of it, water it all in, and allow it to kind of sit in there and mix into the soil.
10-10-10 first?
Yeah, so, you know, do all the weeding like you said you were going to do. Get it all cleaned up.
Yeah.
Cover the top with however big your garden is. Use what it tells you to use. Then throw the compost over the top. What it's going to do is then the compost will seep in, some of that fertilizer will drop in. It's already covering the fertilizer a little bit so it can start to break down with the watering. That's why I like to do it that way. You could do it the opposite way if you forget, you don't want to. Up to you. I just like to do it because it just covers the area a bit.
When I get that established, Patrick, if that is all taken care of, should I, and I in anticipating a freeze, like a frost again, you know, which can happen, obviously, you know, easing again in the month of May, should I put like a plastic covering over it, you know, just plastic, just to prevent it from any damage?
With plants in it or without?
Yeah.
Without plants, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because what it's going to do is just naturally, if the soil is already warm, it's not going to drop the temperatures too much, and it's not going to affect it, right? The temperatures in the soil will slowly and gradually move to a warmer aspect. So with one frost at night or a couple frosts in a week, it's not going to drop the temperatures so bad that you can't plant in there. So I wouldn't worry about it myself. I would just keep going. Sometimes that frost over the top, especially if it's just soil, is adding a little bit of moisture to it, right? Activating some of the soil there. So I don't see it as a problem. Now, if you had plants, obviously I'd look at doing some sort of covering.
Yeah.
On, you know, just the plants themselves.
Right. Could you just repeat, but Patrick, what is that product you said, vermiculite, and what was the other thing? And
Perlite or vermiculite are products that you can buy at a local garden center, and like some will get a 2 cubic foot, right? It's not something you want to like just do a heavy covering, right? It's something that it mixes into it and helps just with moisture retention. And that's the bigger thing. So if you look in a soil, like a potting soil that you were to buy, the white, like little pieces inside of it are vermiculite and perlite, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just going to help keep that moisture in there.
Okay.
You know, the vermiculite contains some nutrients of potassium, magnesium, and calcium. Perlite doesn't, right? Sometimes the perlite floats to the top of the soil where vermiculite doesn't, which helps it. You know, vermiculite also can help the perlite can help keep it more aerated, whereas sometimes vermiculite can be a little bit more compact, but that's not a bad thing, especially in a very sandy soil.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, vermiculite is the better on the water holding ability of the two. Either one's going to help you. I just think that adding something's going to help with the moisture. But so if we're looking just specifically for moisture, it's going to be the vermiculite.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. Could you spell that? Well, actually, on the other side of the break, just spell that.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, no worries. So I appreciate the call. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks a lot, Perry. Well, always a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Back in a few.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in the garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we had talked with Paul, and he had just asked me to spell out vermiculite. So vermiculite is spelled V-E-R-M-I-C-U-L-I-T-E. Now, there's also perlite, P-E-R. L-I-T-E. Like I said, they come in a 2-cubic foot bag. They come in smaller bags. And you can use it as a top dress. This would be something that, say you're going to use it, and you don't necessarily have to use it, but it helps with water retention. I'd put it down... put down the fertilizer, then put the vermiculite as a top dress, then put the compost over the top of it to hold it in place. Because it is light, right? And if it's windy, it could move it around. So it's just a better way to protect the investment, right? So keep that in mind as you're using it. But vermiculite would be a nice addition to add to the soil, and especially in an area where there's not a lot of moisture, or in an area where drought is prone to happen, right? So that could be pretty much all over New England, but it's just one of the products we could be looking into using to help us keep the moisture in the soil. So just keep that in mind. But if you have more questions, you're like, which one do I use? Again, like I was saying, vermiculite is more of a moisture retention for it, whereas perlite helps a little bit, you know, with your drainage, a little bit more with your The way to help with the soil, make it work a little bit more. It's got the additives to it. So they're both really good. It's up to you on what you want to use, but I would suggest the vermiculite for like sandy soils, and the perlite for more compact soils, right? It's going to help with that, help with some of the compaction a little bit. So, anyways, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk with Karen from Natural Alternative. Got some good stuff to talk about. We're thinking spring. We're not thinking ice melt. We're not thinking those things. I might bring it up just because, you know, why wouldn't I? It's going to snow. But the fact of the matter is we really are thinking spring and getting ready for spring. So let's start discussing it a little bit more and get into the thought process of that. So she'll be coming up in a little bit here. We'll talk. Oh man, we got a number of things to discuss, going forward for this season. So we look forward to that. The rest of the show, we can have some calls. Let's try to get a call in here real quick. Nathan, who's up next?
Joyce is in New Hampshire.
Joyce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I kind of have a little bit of a problem. I don't think it's terrible, but I have a lot of old seeds. I mean, I just save my seeds from year to year, and I use them, and they've been fine. I decided this year some of them I'd better check them out and put them in the paper towels in a Tupperware container. And unfortunately, I did like 10 green bean seeds, and 6 of them germinated, so which is fine. But I just don't want to plant these things in the garden and not have them come up.
Yep.
So anyway, I couldn't throw them away. So I ended up putting them in a pot, which is going to be fine. I do have a sunroom, and I do have lots of grow lights. But they also cucumbers and bachelor buttons. I don't know if I should do any more other seeds or not.
What I would do is I'd wait another just couple weeks just to be safe.
Yeah, it's a little early, I know.
It is, but we're almost there. We're like right at the cusp of when we need to get started. But what you're doing is smart. Getting them started with the water, the paper towels, perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely perfect.
Some of the beans were 1997. The cucumbers are 1997. I mean, this is, it almost is ridiculous. But I put them in plastic bags, and I keep them from year to year. And,
perfect. Awesome.
Money.
We got to go. I appreciate the call.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.